Tell Me est un festival de performance et de radio qui a eu lieu samedi 13 mai 2023. Tell Me cherche à rendre compte d'une scène artistique qui associe pop culture et abstraction des formes. Pour cette deuxième édition, Tell Me donne la parole aux artistes suisses. Tell Me est une collaboration du Musée des Beaux-Arts de Rennes, du FRAC Bretagne, de la Criée, du Centre culturel suisse On Tour à Rennes et de Du Radio. Conversation entre le duo Solange Angel et Judith Cacon.
Okay, I will start. My name is Judith Cacon. I currently have a show at La Criée called Grand Air. And I was very happy to invite Marianne Angel and Yannick Soland to play a concert today in the framework of CCS on Tour. And I would like to take this moment to just introduce the two artists that worked together recently and maybe also say a couple of words why I decided to invite them. I've known Marianne and Yannick for a long time from Basel, from our hometown in Switzerland. I've been following their work independently and I've realized lately that they've started to work together. Yannick is a visual artist that has also a background in music and you played for a long time, as far as I know. And Marianne comes from a classical pianist background, and it's a really interesting merge that happened when you started to work together. I know also in the framework of a last exhibition, I was part of a group show in Basel, that you did a concert also with Bells, and this was actually one of the links why thought that the Christmas lights at La Criée and the bells of your concert that you had in Basel would really work together. But I'll take the chance also to ask you individually about your about your practice and your background, and also how you came up with starting working together as an artist couple also.
So I think the moment we started was, the first concert was in Rotterdam when Yannick was studying there at Pietzwald. And it was a quite spontaneous concert for me. Like, it was spontaneous that I participated, and it was an improvised concert, like, based on a concept by Yannick. And then further on, we started working together because Yannick put on out an album, and that was made mostly electronically, and so we tried to find a way to play it live. And so we arranged it together, and I started playing synths, and yeah, I think and now, since maybe 1 or 2 years, we started composing or inventing concepts for improvisations, for music that we developed together.
Yeah, and like we got invited for different places, like a lot of art spaces we played recently. And what was fun for us to do is like to develop a new concept for a concert for each new concert, which was something new for us, I guess. So also for this show, we have like a special selection of songs and improvisation parts we try to include in the surrounding of the space. So I think that's what we worked on recently. Mm.
It touches on something that I find quite interesting in regard to your concert and to your improvisational piece tonight called Soap on Leather, I think, is also like, how does your audience also change, you know? Like, if you think about playing music in concert halls, as we know it from more the classical part of music, but also in clubs or concert halls, and the artist audience, no? It's a really different setup, also sitting, listening, being also surrounded by artworks or by other positions. Can you talk a bit about that in this interaction, actually, and how this space is, or what it means to you, actually, to work in museum or exhibition spaces in general.
I think for me there are like two aspects, because I mean maybe Yannick is more used to these settings, but perception of music changes when there's something else going on in the room, like an exhibition, as opposed to when you're in a concert hall and you're really focused on the music, only on the music. And even classical context, you also already know what to expect because you have the program and you might know the pieces that you're going to listen to. And what I also like, I guess, is like I perceive artists as very curious people, and I like this, that I feel like they're very open to whatever might happen on stage, or yeah.
And also, as you said, like how do you you look at art while listening to the music, and I think that's a huge difference compared to like a club. We recently played in a concert hall, like a normal rock setup, and we really felt like the way people perceived the music was so different, because like the feedbacks we got afterwards was much more about like the sound aesthetic in the room, and less about the whole setup or like how we performed. And I think when we perform in a art surrounding, like the way we stand there, the way we like move or like touch our instruments are a big part of the performance. And I think that's something we try to have in mind when we work on this stuff. Mm.
And can you maybe, just for understanding, also talk a bit about your studio practice also as a music couple? Like how do you meet? What is, what are the rules that you set up? How do you get to the points where you decide this is the framework, this is the framework we want to improvise, and when does it end, when does it start? You know, how do you finalize a piece for a concert, or what kind of freedoms you leave yourself for the evening or the day of the performance of the concert, and what is already set ahead? Like,
I think like what we just did, we had a short residency, and there were like arranged stuff we improvised beforehand. So we have like a, let's say, an archive of sounds and soundscapes and song ideas, and then we have this as a collection. And we try to merge them into like a, let's say, a 30-minute piece for this exhibition. And then we have like a time frame, and we have certain elements, and then you try to make a narrative which fits into the room and the exhibition. Yeah. So it changes every time, I guess. And I think the composition is mainly based on a time frame and on certain points. We have like elements. Okay, let's say after 50 minutes we start with piano, and then we have this as a starting point, and then
And like for the musical material, I think we are very much also, or at least me, very much inspired by also classical pieces, and the way we chose the materials was often thinking of a song or a piece, like, and for instance, we took like a piece by Charles Ives that we both like a lot, and like tried to find out like what is the essence of what do we like about it, and only work with the essence, so not as in the working with the score, but maybe out of memory, like, what is it? Is it it's the strings, and it's there is this part with like this motif that always comes up, and it's kind of random, doesn't really fit. So kind of like these are all our elements, and then we play around with this. So maybe like you with your art piece, like you have something that exists already, like the Christmas lights, but put in another context, it changes completely, like how you perceive it.
And that's interesting also for me as an artist, because I think I told you already that I've been to more concerts in an artist's field, you know, like expositions, museums, than I've actually been to concert halls, which is really strange. I think one of the most striking memories I had was the four piano piece by Julius Eastman at Kunsthalle Basel, I think maybe 10 years ago. And it was one of the most beautiful concerts I've ever heard.
Mm. Well, funnily, we have that piece in mind also for one of the things we're going to play tonight is also inspired by Eastman.
Mm.
So,
yes, and maybe we can talk a bit also about your piece of tonight specifically. Like, so you have Julius Eastman in mind. You have other references that you can talk about regard to Soap and Leather?
Well, Charles Ives, Julius Eastman. What else do we have?
From The Shining soundtrack.
Something from The Shining soundtrack. Wendy Carlos. There's more.
There is more, I guess.
But I think for the piece you're going to listen after the interview, this is also based on a piece by Olivier Messiaen from Quatuor pour la fin du temps. And it's the fifth movement, which is actually, it's a quartet, but there are certain movements that are only played with two as a duo, and this is for the cello duo, the piano and cello. And what we did is we just took the harmonies, and they're just played on synth, and Yannick had the modular synthesizer. And yeah, so it's very much based on an existing piece.
Maybe that's interesting also again to talk about the way you lead each other while having a concert, because you were also telling me about dynamics that you have in between you two.
We sort of interlinked, so I have like a modular synthesizer and I sing and I have some bells and a computer, and what we do is that my microphone is linked to like a vocoder effect pedal. And Mariana is like controlling it with a keyboard. So like I'm independent, like we are co-independent, let's say. And like her sound from the piano goes through my modular synthesizer, and I can also change it. So we like constantly manipulating each other.
He controls me, like my sound in the piano, and I control his voice.
Yeah, so it's a back and forth.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
And also like this, the second song we're going to hear later, the short one, it's on my album. And what we did there is like I recorded secretly, I must say, Mariana playing Alexander Scriabin on the piano. And then I used this audio file. And there is like a very easy method on Ableton Live, this DAW software, to change audio into MIDI. So like... I used her audio signal to make like a drum and bass track, or like a bass synth track.
It has a really romantic aspect to us. Yeah. Like secretly watching and listening to each other, looking at each other.
Yeah, maybe it's a bit creepy.
But maybe we just quickly, because afterwards we will hear the two pieces by you. The first one is La Fin du Temps, which is also related to the reference you were talking before.
Yeah, so that's the one from the quartet. So it's really you. What we took of the piece was the harmonies, and so I really played it with the score, but we chose the sounds, and the main melody is missing. Mm. You only have the harmonic structure of the piece. It's an extremely slow piece, and very, very beautiful.
Super. And the second one is the one you just talked about, the secret recording. It's called Nessuto, and it's a duration of 1 minute 50, I think. So I'm really looking forward to tonight. Thank you so much for
coming.
Thank
you for inviting me.
Thank you.